And Ms. Tamara Smith is the Chief of Open Records Division at the AG's office. I'm very pleased to have her. I think we've all worked one way or the other with the Open Records Division, whether as a private practitioner or as an agency attorney seeking an opinion. And so that's an office I think we can all agree that's vital to our practice one way or the other. And I also want to say and give a shout out, like we really, really appreciate all the Attorney General participants. I don't think we can do administrative law or the conferences without the Attorney General's office's cooperation. So we appreciate all the assistant attorney generals. And this may be a shout out next year to start recruiting people in your office for these topics as well, because we definitely need speakers on them, particularly, again, open records and things like that. So with that, let's welcome Ms. Smith and give her a round of warm applause.
Good morning, everyone. As he said, my name is Tamara Smith. I'm the chief of the Open Records Division. So before I sort of get started and go through some of the changes, before becoming chief, I handled all of our complaints in our hotline. So I just want to point out, like, a lot of today, I'm going to go through the changes, when we may rule against you, some pitfalls, right? But our office generally likes to work with people, right? We are happy for you to call the hotline and to go over these things ahead of time, right? Our goal is not to rule against you or to handle it on a complaint. So with that being said, you know, I'll leave time at the end for questions. Also, the very last slide is our hotline. Call that. If you call our open government hotline, by the way, with a specific question, it is always an attorney that is answering that, and an attorney with multiple years of experience. So just keep that in mind if there's something that we don't get to today. So with that being said, we're going to start with probably the biggest. I know we're sort of ramping up for the next legislative session, but we're going to start with the biggest legislative change of the last session, and one that we are still working through some issues with that I will point out, and we'll see what happens in the upcoming session. So what happened during the last legislative session is the legislature not redefined, but defined for the first time what a business day is for purposes of the Public Information Act. We had lots of rulings before as to what sort of we considered a business day in the course of business, right? But for the first time this last session, it was actually defined in the statute. So what is it? So a business day, for purposes, again, of the Public Information Act, which comes into play for all of your rulings, your response times, all of that. So it's essentially any day other than Saturday or Sunday, right? Not the weekends. We're all on board with that. The national holiday, specifically as defined in Section 662.003, and that's of the Texas Government Code, a state holiday. They go on. This is something that was also added to the catastrophe notice provision to note that just because you're working remotely doesn't make it not a business day. That's something that came up. Also, an optional holiday is not a business day if the officer for public information is observing it. Okay. For those of you that work for institutes of higher education, so universities, there is a specific carve out there for the governing body can designate those non-business days. And then a Friday or Monday after one of those state or federal holidays. Okay. And then finally, the big one is that in addition to those non-business days listed, any governmental body can designate 10 additional days as non-business days. Okay, those are going to be things like we took off July 5th, right? We took off an extra week for, or an extra day for Thanksgiving. A week would be great. Some of the school districts get a week. But those are going to have to be designated. One of the most common questions we are getting is about the designation of these non-business days, right? How do we do so? So it's very clear, you know, in the previous slide for the higher education, right? And a school district is mentioned in subsection F here. For everyone else, it's just essentially, as long as the board, the chief, as long as we have not litigated this yet, it's not come up, so I can't really tell you there are requirements to this designation that just were not specified in the statute, right? I will pause here. We're going to go over which specific holidays are in a second.